The Tulip Village Celebration. While resting in the Room of Peace, Elisa woke up and stared at a picture of the Tulip Village on the white wall. She smiled, feeling her body return to life and the blood flowing in her veins. Her last memory was from when black shadows had covered her on the jogging path, and black angels in tuxedos had kidnapped her in a black van. They had planned to sell her to the witch as a human sacrifice while taking Toivo back to Vladivostok. Suddenly, the door opened and Toivo entered, smiling and crying tears of joy. "You are okay, my love," he said, and they kissed. The forest in the Tulip Village began to sing. The birds, flowers, and trees created a beautiful humming melody, and high in the sky, angels sang as the village brightened with supernatural light. The village suddenly filled with people dancing and joyously celebrating the victory over the witch who had cursed them and the return of Toivo and Elisa. The river flowing through the village began to sparkle, with bright golden nuggets shining in the water. The vision of the black cube. Suddenly, the spirit carried them high into the air, and looking down, they saw a forest where the trees were as gloomy as death itself, oozing black sap. In the center of the forest was a black cube temple, into which the black sap flowed like veins. Inside the temple were human bones and skulls, and in the center of a pentagram lay a black stone. Black-robed angels of darkness hovered around it, making horrific sounds as the stone glowed with dark light, communicating with them. Toivo jolted awake from the vision, and Elisa smiled, inviting him to dance at the village festival. The Tree of Life. At the festival, Angel Face appeared next to them and said, "Come, I will take you to the holy tree. You need one more thing to fully recover." John drove them in a white Humvee through the forest until they arrived at a clearing filled with white wood anemones. In the middle of a spring pond stood a majestic tree reaching toward the heavens. The tree's guardian, a Native American named Charlie, called out to them and rowed them across the crystal-clear, fish-filled water in a white kayak. Under the tree hung orange-red fruits, and a wooden sign read, "You must eat so that eternal life may be carried in your heart." Upon tasting the heavenly and harmonious fruit, Toivo received a sudden vision. A fire angel lifted him to the heavenly realms with the speed of lightning, where he saw a green stone forest. In the center, he saw his father dressed in a beautiful, glowing green emerald suit, full of life. Angel Face, John, and Charlie were then sworn in as Knights of the Tree of Life over the Eternal Spring. Their pearl-handled swords sparking with light as a smiling Messiah appeared in the water. Nimrod and the Rotting Tower. Meanwhile, the red-faced Nimrod laughed. His face was blood red from eating an innocent deer alive. He wore a crown made of human finger bones, and his clothes were crafted from fish and lizard scales. He sat on a throne of bone and human skin with pitch black eyes. Through a round dark glass connected to possessed ravens, he spied on the white hearts. Seeing their glowing temple, he screamed in agony and commanded his hovering black hooded creatures, spitting acid onto the floor. Later, Nimrod howled a wolf-like howl from the top of his rotting black tower as ravens circled him in the air. The Fall of the Lord of Darkness. Suddenly, the sky began to strike with lightning, and the clouds tore open with a flash. Above the clouds rode Jesus on a white horse, wearing a robe dipped in blood. Come, Hari, this is your specialty, the savior said. A golden river of life burst from heaven, striking Nimrod's tower and beginning to melt it. Riding the river's current on a white log was Toivo's father, holding a golden sickle in his hand. With massive force, he hurled the sickle at Nimrod. The sickle spun and sliced the Lord of Darkness cleanly in half. Nimrod, his castle, and the hairy, pulsating demons of fear that were with him were swept up by the river of life. They were sucked into a deep chasm that opened in the earth beneath them. The creature screamed as the ground closed over them forever. A song echoed through heaven. Evil is swallowed for eternity. Now the saints shall rule.